Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, music.
Cinnamon with a taste of honey, it ain't funny when she walk in the room. I can't help acting a fool. I know what she likes, she act right, she act like she ain't gonna survive the night without my dick all up in her ass so quick, so fast. I see a twin towers and I'm ready to crash. Walk around naked with your beautiful ass. Who the fuck told you how to move that fast? It took time to perfect the stroke by any note. Maybe we really don't need to drink and smoke. And just trying to position perfect your dick, kiss and bang on the G spot to your face.
Finally here.
Oh, let me just tell you, that song does it for me every time.
Uh-oh, she got the voice on.
Every time. Choke me, spank me, pull my hair. Yeah, please do.
I'm trying to get to the excise store. Can somebody TP me?
Girl, I already sent you one. Let me send you another.
Grabby, because, yeah, it's been one of those days.
Here, there you go.
All day. I've been trying to get to the excise store for hours. Oh, why are y'all naked and standing in the snow?
We are not naked. We are sexified, like you told us to get.
Uh-oh, let me get the pose ready. Y'all are naked, both of you.
I'm not naked. I have clothes on. She's naked.
I'm not naked. I have panties and a bra and shoes on.
All I see is naked chicks. Naked chicks.
I have a skirt on and an...
Okay, there I see y'all. Oh, my God. Is that girl have pasties over
her? Yes, pasties over those sexy little nipples of hers.
Yes, I do.
What is wrong with you two? I raised you wrong is what I did.
Girl, if I had the body, I would wear shit like this in real life.
Hell yeah. I could be your neighbor, but, you know, you'd have to leave your screen.
I'm going to refrain from commenting.
I would walk around the house in this shit with the blinds wide open and be, like, posing. And you know that song by Hailstorm, I Get Off? It's like, I
oh,
get off
hell
on
hell yeah,
you
that would be blasting,
what is
right?
really wrong with you two?
That would be my theme song. Because secretly, I like it when somebody gets a hard-on from me.
Okay, you know what? Can you introduce the show, please?
I'm sorry. Okay, well, you told me to bring the sexy, so I did
I said
it.
Bring the sexy. I said classy, not trashy. I specifically
honey,
said
that
so.
Was not trashy. I can get trashy.
No, not, oh, good Lord.
Okay. It is Tuesday, and it's March 5th, 2013. It's Pixinista time, but we're doing something a little different today. We're adding a little flair of sex to it. Although, I was told I can't be trashy, so sorry, boys. You're only going to get the classy me instead of the trashy me. I know some of you prefer a dirty little slut, but you know how it rolls. I'm Snow White, and yeah, so choke me, spank me, pull my hair. And then we have Corey / Gaminatrix also.
Look, and that's Lacey, and that's Nakedy over there next to me. She want to be giving out dwarf. Let's give out the dwarf's names. I'm Nakedy.
I'm a dwarf. I'm today.
What am I? I think I'm BDSME. Is that me?
BDSME.
Yeah, because I've got the collar on and the.
You know what? I got to get this picture right here for real. I got to get it. I have to. This has got to go up on our wall. For
girl,
how many times?
Boots. Where the hell did you get those?
Her boots.
Those are hot.
My boots?
Yeah, your boots. I'm not wearing
boots.
I'm wearing
like zooming in on them.
God. Hold on. I'll tell you. Let me look at my inventory.
These are hot.
Girl, I love me some boots. Don't get me wrong. They are like the best things ever. Insania, actually, is where I got them.
I never heard of them.
You should that's where I got the tape pasties, too. They have some of the sexy shit. I'm waiting for them to get some really good mesh clothing out, because right now they're still dealing with prims. But she has some really good slut clothing. Really, really good slut clothing.
Really good slut clothing. Ah, that's because that's
have,
what
have
we
you
all
hit
want.
Up the Whore Culture Fair yet? Because, oh, my God.
I have not, because I have no money, and I don't want to go there and be like, I really want that, and then...
There's nothing you're going to want.
Oh, is it that bad?
Really, this year was nothing. I mean, because last year I was like, oh, I want this, and I want that, and oh, my God, I want this. No, I did not like anything that they had this time. I walked that whole damn thing, and the only thing that I got out of it was that you fuckers need to start wearing the Invisiprims when you go.
God,
take off
yes.
all your goddamn prims. Because, I mean, the Sims only supposed to... They sent out a notice saying, well, we only let people in the Sims who have 50 scripts or less running. So I was like, all right, I'm going to check this out. And I've got Firestorm, so I'm able to check. We're looking at people with over 100 scripts running a piece on this Sim trying to shop. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, if you're going to, okay, here's the deal, and this is just a public service announcement for any time you go shopping, especially at really busy stores like Truth Hair, for instance, which is where I was earlier. If you're going to go shopping in a place that you know is busy, please be polite to everyone else and get rid of your bling. Get rid of those stupid-ass extra scripts in your resizers. You don't need them. Make a copy of the item. Yeah, make a copy of your item and delete the scripts. In the one that you're wearing.
All right. We need to move it along. Y'all are griping at the folks.
Sorry.
Y'all done griped at the folks. We got to go inside and gripe at those people. Okay, so hopefully you're watching us live.
I forgot to say, yes, we do Twitch TV, so you can find us at, what is the URL?
If you're following us on Twitter or Facebook, you already have the link, because I just turned it out.
And I believe you can also find it on our handy-dandy website, can't you?
See, you can go to the bottom right, and there's a small little TV. You click it, and it blows up really big, so you can see all of the boobs.
And what is that wonderful URL, ma'am?
Gamenetrix.com. Yeah. We're on the front.
Yes. And you really need to go to our website because, well, I need to have a chat with you after the show, Corey, because there's something I want to start doing, so we'll see if that's able to be done.
You know what? It's a lot of stuff we need doing. Namely us. But anyway.
God, don't we? Ugh, choke me, spank me, pull my hair, please. God.
All right. So I had these ladies. We talked to the lovely people at the Excite store. You all have heard us talk about Excite. And you're like, what is Excite? Wait a minute. Before we do this, Ginger, I did promise the lovely people at Excite that all names were off so that customers.
All names are off.
Okay. So. Okay. So we're going to go inside Excite. This will be the first. That girl's ass is in my face. Do you see that? Ginger.
You like it.
I kind of want to smack it. I will not lie.
Yeah, it's a nice booty.
I do kind of want to smack it. It's a nice booty. Yeah, so we're going to go and walk our little selves inside the Excite store just a little bit if the computers can handle it. You've heard us talk about Excite before and how Excite, I believe, historically is the first ever Second Life Millionaires. Could be mistaken about that. Could be someone else.
I don't doubt it. Man, their shit is awesome.
Okay, and then, so we're going to start off in here because they were the first. And then, Ginger, I believe you got links from other people that have kind of branched off. And
yes, those two. I'm going to have to grab those. I had a kitty issue right before the show started.
A kitty issue? But,
she stepped on the power strip, so
you know
everything
what?
I had pulled
this
up was gone.
Yeah, this was the sex show, so you didn't even take that cue I just gave you. It's like, you had a kitty issue?
I was going to say something, but I've been told to behave, so.
I didn't say behave. I said, keep it classy, not trashy.
Honey, you know me. When I get like this, I'm just trashy. I can't help it.
All right, well, turn it down about two notches, and then you can roll with it.
Okay.
All right.
And I've got scripts going across the screen saying adult content, so everybody who's listening, this is not for children.
Yeah. Let me give the wonderful disclaimer. All right. I should have done this at the start of the show, but oh well. At the tonight, our show, and actually all this week, the night shows are going to be full of sex and are not meant for little ears. If you have little ears in the room or if you own little ears, please do not listen. That is our disclaimer. We are not responsible for whatever you may hear come out of our mouths. Yes, we are an adult show. We may not act like adults sometimes, but we are adults, and tonight's show will be definitely adult. Definitely.
Definitely, definitely, yes.
Yes, definitely.
And tonight's show is brought to you by the letter X for X-rated. Okay, so moving along. We're in the couples
the shop.
One sexually explicit pose on the wall. Two. Okay, anyway. So I have never been in this room because I don't come to the Excite store anymore because, you know, we do children's things. So I generally don't come over here.
Yeah, me neither anymore.
If we may get around to that eventually.
So I was like, well, what you see.
What you have here is.
I haven't been here in so long. Like, I think I played a guy one time, and I came here to buy a dick, and I have not been back since.
It is an interesting store, and usually one of the first places that people want to visit once they figure out that you can have sex inside Second Life.
Because they want the naughty bits.
They want the naughty bits. And there's plenty of naughty bits. Well, they usually don't get this one first. They get the newbie one, you know, that's extra, you know, as large as.
Oh, God, yes. And it's like the orange color.
Yeah, it does. It never matches. And, you know, they're like, you know, my skin color, and they have an orange one. It doesn't work. But if you're planning on coming into Second Life and you are interested in sex, whether it be for recreation or monetarily, because we've told you, you know, you can earn a living in Second Life. However you choose to do so is your business. And I've been a stripper and a hooker before in Second Life. I told you, made real money for rent. It worked out. But if you should decide to come in here and business venture, why do I keep clicking on the ground? Too much fucking Salem. Oh, my God.
I know. I came in here. Oh, good Lord. What is that behind me? Oh, no.
Uh-oh. How bad is it?
No.
It's people masturbating, apparently.
No. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, no, I saw that. The bright blue pants.
Yeah.
Right there. Oh, yeah. We just caught up to him. Don't do that, dude. Don't do that. All right, so this would be your couple's poses. If you're going to have sex, you have to have, well, you don't have to have anybody else. When you do Second Life, not Second Life, but Excite, you can have sex with anybody. Snow, you want to change the name over your head, by the way? We can't see it, but other people can. You don't want to draw that attention to that particular sim, do you? Do you really want them to get your name over your head?
I don't care. If they want to come into that sim, that's fine.
Going to be like, can I get some of that, what I saw there in the Excite store? Isn't that why you're here?
And I'll be like, no, sorry. The character that plays on this sim is a complete prim and proper prude, oddly enough.
I would wait. I'm waiting right now to get the IM because, as you all know, you get the IM when you're in the Second Life store.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Do you want to have the sex? So
you want to fuck?
Yours, my boot and your butt.
So this is your couple's room, and we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves. Tinder, pan around so they can see. But once you get your naughty bits, you would come in here to get these poses. Now, the prices are, of course, not.
200 linden. It's really not that bad.
Yeah, it's not. But let's do the price. What is the price on 200 linden today? Anybody know that off the top of their head? I know it's 2,000 is $8 today.
I do not know because my little thing won't pull it up.
Okay, 500 is $2.50. So what is that, about
$1 something?
$1 something.
Yeah.
For you to come in here and get your freak on, get. Well, I'm glad I didn't hit buy. I almost hit buy. What the hell?
Don't hit buy. That'd be bad.
I gotta admit, the whole rimming thing is kind of grossing me out.
She goes straight for the gross. Okay, so we're gonna come out of this room.
The blowjob's nice though.
All right, hold on. Is there a way to turn that off?
So this is not actually where you start. We just came into this room first. But if you were actually coming in here for your first time and wanted to pick up the latest in fashionable naughty bits, and like I said, Ginger may have some other ones for us. I don't know, later. But
Yes. I've got poses, and I've got mesh penis and mesh vagina and mesh boobs. And
JJ, mesh boobies. And you can, now here, they don't – well – do they, haven't they start, no, they started selling shapes now. That's new. Okay, so you would come in here and with your
No, that's just the shape of the boobies. Like,
yeah,
they sell different shapes.
They didn't used to. That's new.
Yeah,
okay, so you can get the shape of boobs, of vagina. We got us a slave over there who, I'm glad we can't see her name. I know her. Oh, my God.
which room? The boys' room?
No, we're in
the girls' room with the nipples and the boobies.
Okay. I was trying to turn it off so that I wouldn't see the little splash screen when people signed in and out.
Oh, thank God.
All right. So.
Okay, so you come in here, you decide you're going to buy you some naughty bits. Is it still 500? Is it still 500? It used to be 500 to get started. Oh, yeah. No, it's 1,500.
Female starter pack is? How much is it? 1,500 linden for the female starter pack.
Wow.
Damn.
What comes in it? You got some genitals. You got that shape. Oh, they give you the shape now.
Comes with the X4 vagina, the X4 nipples, the X4 ass, and the incredible X4 HUD, all in one package at a savings of over 500 linden.
You forgot the shape. Here, you have the shape and the ass shape and the genital shape.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
And it's no
Jasmine vagina shape.
That's actually better than what they used to offer for five. Well, I think I came in here at one point, it was $1,200. And
I don't remember what mine were when I bought them.
I think mine was $1,200. And I haven't updated since 2008. So you come in here, you get this, and you can go out into the world and cause some mayhem. Get your...
Just say no to bling.
The slave bling, girl. The slave bling.
Ugh, my God.
It's not as bad as I've seen. It's still a little too flashy. She needs to tone it down just a notch. It's supposed
We have skin packs now.
Yes, they have skin packs.
So the human skin is free.
Mm-hmm.
We've got what goes for white, lighter brown, and then darker brown.
She said what goes for white. It also goes for
brown. Kind of gray.
You know, I actually noticed, like, they can't ever get... I'm very, very pale in real life. Okay, and they never seem to get my skin tone right. Like
they don't get any skin tone right.
They really don't. They think pale is like the damn like white, like really, really white.
What you have is people who are not artists, and they I'm sure they do their best. And I never find my skin color. I'm the exact shade of caramel. Seriously, in person, exact shade. And I have not yet to find one that is the exact shade of caramel. They get close. But not close. Okay.
Leopard and Nico.
I like the leopard and the Nico and the cheetah. I might be inclined to play one of them just so I can have a leopard Nico vajayjay.
Because
that would be kind of weird. I just take off the bottom and that's the only part I got. That's cheetah.
Drow, demon, and pink centers.
Snow.
Yeah.
Can you pay attention? You're not even laughing at my dirty jokes. Thank you.
I'm actually, you know what? I'm looking at these damn boobies. I kind of want them. Like the one that says the hot button. I kind of like those boobies.
Did they? Oh, pubic hair now. They didn't
I don't like pubic hair.
They didn't. Yes. They did not have that before. So they've upgraded a lot of things, the shapes.
I saw somebody was selling prim pubic hair the other day.
Why would you do that?
Because apparently you need pubic hair that hangs. I don't know.
What?
Oh,
why
you can accessorize your vagina.
Okay, they did always have those where you have... Oh, look at that. They've got the whole gamut. Those of you who are adults know what these little toys are. Look right next to them.
What? Where?
Right next to... I'm telling Jen.
Ah, we got vibrators. Hey,
yeah,
I recognize that one.
Now, see, this is...
I don't understand the purpose of vibrators in Second Life.
Wait, I'm about to tell you what the purpose is with the Excite store. Now, I can't speak for the other stores because, like I said, I haven't even been in here in a while, but I remember that this was a big money seller for them was that you could buy the matching real-life one to give to your person, your real person, if you wanted to, and actually control it from Second Life when you were playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the big draw with this and was a huge moneymaker. So you'd get this version and then you buy the real one. They'd ship it to wherever you told them to ship it to, person puts
there
it on.
There you go. See, the remote control plug-in for the X4 HUD. Control the X4 remote toy from your X4 HUD.
Yep. So that was the big draw. I think this is the real one, is it? Because maybe they're not doing it anymore. But they made a lot of money from that. And some of you might like that. You have people that are far away. Your long distance relationships. Hey, this right here makes it hot. Your little person could be playing in Second Life, and you're at work. You can't really log into Second Life, but you could log into their website because their stuff is very, very integrated. You know, with you not because they know you can't open the stuff at work. So the website looks like a regular website, and you could see where your significant other was, what they're doing, and turn on their toy from there. Their real toy, like at their house, not
that
wanting
that games. Would be hot.
Yeah, but I saw some people that were buying it, but I don't think it actually caught on because it was still taboo. I don't think it's so taboo now that you can do this. And I actually was tapped to do some of the sound packs. I never got around to doing it.
Well, you should have because.
Oh yeah, I know it was money.
Can you imagine
a money maker.
How much money you'd make?
I know how much money I make because they told me.
Damn.
But I never did get around to doing it. And they really haven't added any more either. I was like, I'll do a whole bunch of packs for you. And they're like, we'll give you XXX amount for each one you sell. And I was like, I'm going to give it to you. It ain't going to be fake.
You know, I have to say that the whole deal with the sounds is, Lord forbid you ever accidentally turn on your mic. You've been using these sounds. It's totally going to ruin it from there on out, I think. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. But would that ruin it for y'all if you knew what the guy actually sounded like? And then
Hey,
look, they got pasties.
Yes, they've been having pasties.
I want to know if the nipple tassels will spin.
That's a good question. That I don't know.
I might buy some if they spin. And then I'd like run around with them. Sorry. And I'm totally bouncing with, like, having the whole fingers around my nipple and the whole spinning.
Yes, that's what I'm laughing at because I know that's exactly what you're doing.
I can kind of, you know what? Never mind. We're not going to go there.
I'm going to complain about these breasts just because none of them look like mine. So, yeah.
Okay, and what's with the random ad in the middle of the damn pod, in the middle of the damn cast?
Yeah. The course NSL BDSM seems to be a big thing. Everybody tries it at least once, I think.
Well, are we going up to that floor?
I'm right here. I'm looking at the BDSM accessories that are on this wall next to the nipple tassels.
That's not BDSM accessories. Let us go upstairs where we can.
Oh, that's close in, play piercings, tweezer bells, tweezer plants, nipple pump, lock piercing.
Oh, honey, that's not the BDSM stuff. That's on the other floor. We got to go upstairs.
That's true. Oh, we're not down this floor, are we? Or we gotta...
We can go to the guy's side because we need to.
Let's go to the guy's side.
Let's go to the guy's side. I like how when you go in this way, you see a big old cock. You can see it from far away. Cock. Cock.
Oh, yeah. You can get, a butthole. You can mean it.
You know what? No. We're not going with the butthole. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. I mean, honestly, there are some things I just don't get in Second Life. I don't get the toys. I mean, I can kind of understand if it's like the real life thing, but even before they had the whole real life attachments to them, people bought vibrators in Second Life. Why?
Well, I can tell. Well, you know why I bought all this stuff
in my inventory.
I will tell you why I bought the stuff because y'all know why. I need to open it up and see how it works.
How are you? Support
Some of these people bought this because they thought it was sexy. And I'm thinking, really? You think some sort of pixel vibrator in your pixel poon is sexy?
Well, you know what? To put it in your terms, you are all about the word for role play. Some people like the whole gamut. I have met some guys in here who can role play their asses off, but they like the third dimension to it, which is to have this stuff. Whatever it may be, whether they were playing a wolf, a vampire, that was an extension of their character. So if you look at it from that standpoint, that's why.
Yeah, no, I'm totally into, the whole, I thought we were going upstairs.
We are. We just want to come over and look at the guys.
Oh, they got dog penis. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, they have always had that, and it's a lot more graphic.
Okay, sorry.
Now. Yes, sorry. A lot more graphic. Yeah, no, ew. We're here to objectively observe.
Yes, I know. That ew kind of slipped out before I realized it.
You did, too. Both of y'all. No, behavior.
I'm sorry. Furry. I do love y'all. Y'all are some awesome people. It's just...
Yiffing is a little disturbing to me.
Look at the clothespins on the...
I was definitely checking that out a minute ago. I have to say, some of these penises are huge looking.
Yeah, can you imagine actually coming across a guy with this size in real life?
Yeah, how to make it bigger is the problem. They don't... Yeah, you don't need to do that.
No,
because this one that it's so long, blasted that it hangs, below his balls, and his balls are stretched.
Exactly. I'd be like, you know what? How about you just keep that damn thing away from me?
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. That's not fun. That's all I'm going to say.
No, it's really not. I've been with a very large man in real life, and that shit hurts. Okay.
Yeah, now that you think about it, there was a lot of not fun stuff that I won't talk about, even though we're doing the adult show right now.
Too big hurts, and
causes issues.
Yeah, pain, guys, y'all think...
If you make her bleed, you're too big. Sorry, dude.
Amen. That's all I got to say about that. Anyway, I'm going to be quiet before I get myself in trouble. Oh, my God. All right. Trust me, it's not the size, guys. It's not. It's been, how do you get upstairs? It's been so long since I've been here.
It hangs right. We got deep left, we got deep right. We have tiny, we have big and even.
Wait a minute. What are you guys looking at? I'm trying to get upstairs.
Why are you now going? I was upstairs. You're like, no. You wanted to come look at the guys.
Oh,
now I have to go upstairs.
Okay. I'm coming.
I'm coming. Slowly but surely. Walking my sexy ass over there.
I know. I'm watching it.
All
Woo-hoo.
Right. It's actually pretty quiet in here today. Usually, let me just tell you.
Usually,
you
it's pretty busy.
You cannot move up in here. You can't move. All right, now we're
got my graphics on high, and I'm not
the slave HUD. Okay, now these are kind of fun.
You know what? I told you about them, and you'd be like, you didn't like them.
I didn't like them at first, and then I got more into BDSM, and I was like, you know what? That's kind of hot. Make me.
I haven't used them in years, so I don't know if they've improved or not. But I know when I used to use them, these are not the best BDSM HUDs out there.
Well, not so much BDSM. I look at them for role play aspects. I thought, especially with gore, there were some things that were in the stories that I thought this would help you role play a whole lot better. Like the slaves are supposed to be carrying messages between people. It's not really a message if they could read it, and it's not really a message if they're pretending. But if you could actually give them something that they could carry that they can't open, or if you knew when they open it, because
that would be fun.
You. Yeah, it's fun, and a lot of it. That's something I always wanted to incorporate. I would make every time I would play in gore, and I'd get a master. I'd be like, "I want." He'd be like, "What kind of HUD do you want? Token?" And then I would run down. You can do this, this, and this to me, and that. And this was also another one, being able to be controlled from their website. You know, if the person wasn't online, they could still role play with you. They can still even talk to you back and forth without the chat client, without having to install anything. They could just go. They could silence you. Shut up. You can't talk to anybody. And I know RLV was another one that could do that, but RLV was so buggy. It still is. This, I never had any issues with at all. I never had it crash my computer. I didn't have to install anything into whatever I had. It just worked.
Well, I think this is definitely the best after the, I guess it was RLV. What was it? The one you went to the little temple to get.
Theirs is okay, but I know who you're talking about. They have
theirs used to, you could control your slaves anywhere. You didn't have to be on the same sim, where I think the token ones, you'd have to be on the same sim.
Not
at least they used to be.
Not anymore. Yeah, I had somebody chain me up and leave me and go to...
That was not... No, I don't deal with that shit. Do not chain me up and leave me.
Well, no, it was role play. I'm all about fun. Because I already know if I don't want to play no more, I'm just going to take the shit off and walk away. So then if it becomes fun, you know, if I get tired of playing with you, I'm like, hey, you know, I've been sitting here for 2 hours and you ain't said nothing to me. I'm logging off, or I'm fixing to go play somewhere else type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I thought it was hilarious. I am usually killing myself laughing. You know, they put the little post down and they chain me up and left me, and they were like, you've been bad. And I was like, yes, I have.
yes, I have.
And this lace and leather and lace collar and cuffs, those are my first collar and cuffs.
I remember the first collar I had.
Mine was the bows. I think I might still have it. I had bow. The bow.
Oh, no, I remember. My very first experience of being a slave in Second Life was in gore, and there was this guy, Johnny Skaggs. I will never forget him.
He was? Oh, my God. Was he your first master, too?
Yes, he was my
first. He was mine, too. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Who is the bond over?
When I first got in there, I thought he was the end-all, be-all, right? And then the more I was around him, the more I'm like, you're really kind of a dumbass.
He was. Like,
he was such a dumbass. He had no idea what he was doing. He had no idea how to talk to women or anything. And eventually, like, I was topping him from the bottom. Like,
he was in gore, and he was always wearing, like, clothes that had nothing to do with gore. Like, you have on blinking. Yes.
Like, tight leather pants and, like, black leather. And I'm like, what are you doing? They look, what are you talking about? And I hadn't even read the books yet, but I understood the atmosphere. Totally against the atmosphere, and I'm just thinking, what the hell?
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, isn't this supposed to be, like, you know, set in a certain time? Why are you wearing the leather pants?
People are scratching their heads, wondering what the hell they're talking about. Gore is a type of role play. Anyways, it's based off books, real life books, and people play it inside Second Life.
And some people do it for real, for real.
Yeah, some people do it for real, for real. But we're talking about Second Life.
Yes. I'm just warning you ahead of time, because they'll hear it. And this is how this will go. Oh, I heard that on GGR. They were talking about gore. So you're a real-life Korean. You play that stupid game. Bip. You got punched in your mouth. So, yeah, just be aware.
Yeah.
Some people, they do it for real, and they take it very seriously. Try to run away from them. But anyway. Tried to run. So this is the BDSM toys section upstairs. Pretty much anything you find in the real world, you find up here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty much anything. And some things you don't. The yokes. This is the stuff that I don't understand. I'm telling you, if we had money to build a Korean sim, I would completely stock it from this store. I would, because it's already here. You really don't have to do anything.
The only thing I don't like about Excite is the amount of scripts that they use. They are very script heavy. Very script heavy.
You don't have to put the scripts in. You know, you can buy these without scripts and you put in just what you want.
Yes, I know that. But most people don't know how to do that. So they come here, they buy stuff, and they're very, very script heavy.
And that's why when I put up a semi, I'd be like, let me see your stuff.
Is this bitch following us?
Is she? Do I need to cut her?
I think she's following us with her horrible, what the hell is that outfit?
She's a slave.
Girl, slaves did not wear that shit.
You bought me an outfit like that. Don't make me go change avatars and put it on.
That's because I was Ubara.
Random
slaves don't wear that shit. Trust me.
But you know what? Her outfit is ugly. The shit you bought me was tight. It's still tight. It's still tight, even like 6 years later.
This is new. At least I think it is. Pose ball and
have good taste, honey.
Turn your existing furniture and pose balls into excitable toys.
Ooh.
They're pose ball and enhanced scripts.
They've had some of that for a while. They also, I don't see it anymore downstairs, but it used to be, and I had all of these because I thought they were hilarious. You used to be able to get the Excite, just the scripts, and put them in anything, like your clothes, so that people can rip clothes off, pull your hair.
Oh, they have that here. Prim clothing, strips, hairbrushes, tickle busters.
Oh, they still have them? Because I didn't see them. They used to be downstairs a long time ago.
They're upstairs in this little corner. Slave crates.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pretty much everything is here. If you wanted to build your own sim, you just need to have the money to buy it and put it together.
I do have to say that the Tokon, their cages were the hardest ones for me to break out of.
Yeah. wait, say that again? You kind of broke up.
The Tokon cages, the ones from here, the Excite cages were the hardest ones for me to break out of.
Oh, girl, it's easy. Log off.
Not anymore.
You log off, but you log back in, you're right back in the same place.
Cage. Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell. Not anymore. They put it where when you're in that cage, your ass is in the cage.
Nope. You can log off and then log back in a different location. I've done that shit before.
Well, you can do that.
That's true, but if you stay in the same location, problems.
Hell no. I'd be like, fuck this shit. I'm out. Peace out.
You can't hold me.
Right?
There.
You ain't man enough to hold me, bitch. How about them apples?
He did not like that.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me go over. I can demonstrate a few of these cushions. You know, that's all about all you're going to get out of me. Let me
get all sexy. Going to get all sexified.
I'm going to get all sexy. I'm going to go around here to the cushions so I can demonstrate to you all. Because a lot of them are like, I want to see. I know you want to see what we do. Well, we don't always do this. Like I said, some of us are.
Fuck that. I like me some sex.
Did she just gripe and say she don't want to be held and then she don't want to? You know what? I pay you no attention.
Okay, I like to be held if a man is man enough to hold me, but if you show the least sign of weakness, I am out.
Okay, so I'm on the cushion. I can't see myself because I got to turn around so I make sure. Okay, so these are the little cushions. And this is, I forgot what this position is. It's been a while since I played some gore. Serious business. They gave me a hand fan. Let me take the fan. I just want to see what it does. So some things you use in Second Life you can put on. So I got my hand fan working. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my fan. Does anybody know what I'm supposed to do with this fan? Okay.
I do not know.
Oh, I see now. I see. Oh, this is neat.
Is there an option to, like, fan somebody? Oh, look at you posing.
Oh, wait. Let me give it to him. Are y'all ready?
Give it to us, girl.
Check it out. Let me give it to y'all. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Work
sexy
it.
Sexy dance, hotness.
Work it.
Uh-huh. What y'all want? Y'all want some of it. What y'all want?
Oh, come on, Blog Talk. Don't start that.
Okay. So you got this, and you got this, and I don't know. Some of you are like, what the hell? Again, all this is immersion, and this is how... this is how people make their money in Second Life.
Yep.
You do the math on this. We just told you it's about $1 a pop. If you've got, say, 5,000 people, and easily this store has 5,000 people come through here a day, you just made $5,000.
Yeah.
So easily. But this takes talent, a level of talent that few of us possess, quite a bit of talent and patience to be able to do this. I'm gonna keep this fan, and I'm gonna get up off and mind my own business.
That's a nice fan, though.
That is nice, and that's why I'm gonna keep it.
It was free.
It came with the. Why am I trying to use WASD? I don't move that way. It came I'm still trying to move. Oh my God, with the mouse. Yeah, free things are good in Second Life. Okay, right. So.
Free thing from Excite? Hell yeah.
Yeah, free thing from Excite. Anything you get free from Excite, you want to keep. They give away free slave clothes, by the way, or they're one Linden, rather. Which is unheard of. Okay, so you got these for those of you girls who like to strap it on.
Where'd you go?
Oh, I'm over here. I forgot you. Just now. Me, I'm looking at the wrong camera. I'm looking at my screen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to open up the.
Oh, she is following me. Look at that. Okay, you can see my shoes.
Oh no!
I do like to strap it on because if I'm ever with a girl, I tend to be the one packing.
You ain't right.
I'm serious.
You ain't right. What we gonna do?
Right.
Ginger, are you frozen?
No. I was tuned in on somebody.
Oh. So right. you got your lovely strap-ons. They got vibrators. They've got remote cock rings. Yeah, I think. Wait a minute. Well, these are not the one that have condoms. Unfortunately, that's a whole other hood. That I would like. Well, no, it works with Excite. You guys remember the Tantra HUD?
Mm-hmm.
The Tantra HUD, and he just did an update where it actually is supposed to change your body shape if you get pregnant. You all are like, we're going to break it down to you. If you wanted to in Second Life, you can you have a complete Second Life. You come in here, you can buy the stuff, go out, hunt, find you somebody, get them pregnant, and have the whole experience with HUDs.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
Yeah. You still can. I went through the whole experience, and so now I'm bored with that, so I moved on to other things. Now
I did it, and I don't want to do it again, thanks.
Now I make baby shoes.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, no thanks.
So now how do you guys think, how do you think about transgendered people and being in here? How do you think this stuff would be helpful?
Can you imagine how freeing it would be to be able to come in here if you're transgender and just be a woman and not have the whole stigma of everybody being like, you used to be a man? I mean, can you imagine how awesome that would be?
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine inside Second Life. You know how we do the whole SL families, all that fun stuff. Anyways, he's my SL brother. He is transgendered, was born a girl, is now a guy. And be able to come in and be a man inside Second Life, mm-hmm. not be judged. All right, there's still some judging, but for the most part, those people get smacked the hell out. But anyways, to be able to be who he wants to be, mm-hmm. who he feels he is so, like you said, freeing to him. And he's got a fiance. She lives in another country, so they're able to have a relationship inside Second Life. That they're at least a physical one, but Second Life physical relationship.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And I've seen people who have met and fallen in love inside Second Life and have gotten married. And
yep.
It's amazing. A lot of people think, oh, it's just a game. It is technically falls in the game category, but it's not a game. Second Life is what its name is. It can be a Second Life. You can be whoever you want to be inside Second Life, or whatever you want to be inside Second Life.
So and I have already said the day they put the IVs in and say I can stay in, I'm just going to stay in.
I'm going to be like, hook me up, strap me in. And I got to tell you, it is, for me, it's also a little liberating because now no one believes me when I say that I don't understand why. I'm actually shy in real life. I really am. When it comes to certain things about myself, I'm shy. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's liberating for me to go into Second Life and not have that the insecurities or the lack of self-confidence and just to be able to be who I am because my personality, I got to say, I got a pretty fucking cool personality, you know? I can attract some men folk with this personality, but, you know, you get me in real life, my life, I'm all like, hi. So, yeah, it's very liberating. And what you talking about?
Oh, I'm asking Jen, is she ready? Because I'm trying to keep it on the fashion point. Now,
yes,
of course,
yes,
Second
yes,
Life,
yes.
of course, not Second Life, but Excite is the pretty, to me anyway, the prettiest. But and I haven't seen the others. I think they were the prettiest by the time I came along in Second Life as far as sexual things, their furniture, their all the stuff that you see. It does look that way when you put it on, and that's very hard to do in Second Life. Usually people Photoshop their pictures, and the shit is not as pretty as it is once you get it. And put it on, and they got, I don't have one, unfortunately, to show you, But and Ginger and I were talking about this early, ironic, weird conversations we had before the show, is the penises are so much more realistic with excites since they started. They move. If you lay to the left, they lay to the left. They just, you know, all kinds of stuff. When I saw, you know, the newer ones, and I think I have a friend here. I'm not really sure what this friend is, a girl, boy, whatever, because he changes on a daily. And I've heard his or her sister's voice. I know that's a woman, but I don't know what he or she is. And we can't hear.
There's some kind of morph.
Yeah.
There's a word for it. I forget what it is.
I don't know. Anyway, he or she, we came here to get the new Excite penis, and I was all playing with the hood going, this is fucking cool.
Yep.
What is the deal? Oh, this is so cool. Oh, look, it lays to the side. Look at that.
Here we go. Okay. These are the touch control panels for the real-life vibrators.
Yeah. Is that for Excite or for the other ones?
Excite. I don't have the screen up for SL. There you go. So those are the actual HUDs.
Do they make, like, you know, prim Hitachis?
No idea what you're talking about. So.
Oh, please. You know what the hell a Hitachi is.
She might not. She's so sweet.
No,
I don't.
Not.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, my God. You know what? Let me find one.
It looks like Hitachi.
Let's find it later.
I will send you a link.
Every girl should know what Hitachi is.
Right?
Say that.
It's my best fucking friend.
I don't have one, but I'm expecting to get one as a gift. I'm expecting to get one as a gift.
I got one from that bastard. The best thing I got out of that whole thing. Damn.
Well, at least you can claim it.
Right? Ginger.
Ginger. Okay.
Hitachi, babe.
Okay. So now, okay, this, and again, I wanted to start here because this was my...
I've heard one of those. I've heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, buddy. That's my favorite thing in the world. Plug it into the wall. I'm happy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How much is this? And we have a full hour, by the way, tonight. So don't be trying to talk your way up into 45 minutes. Oh, we got a few minutes left. No, we got a whole hour.
I'm watching the time.
I know.
Okay. Ginger, the toys, they do not have a price. You have to do an application to get toys. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, they do. I'm sorry. I lie. Real life toys. Let's see. They have what they call the Maxi Bullet Vibrator, which I will pop over here on your page. You know, this is actually not bad for the price. For to have you some good old fun. I'm going to give this to Ginger. She can put it up on our screen. And they look a little bit cheap, but for the price, again, it's cheap and it looks cheap.
These are the
real life counterparts that you buy to use while you're within Second Life.
Where did you put that?
Oh, in the window here.
Which window?
This one here. On Skype.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Hold on, got an issue. Something going on.
In the Skype-alicious Skype. Okay, so they have pretty much everything. They have covered vibrators.
Oh, there it goes.
They got eggs. They got big old 9-inch dildo. Whoa. Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay, so that's a smaller one. Put that one on the screen. Let me just warn again, sexually explicit, before Ginger puts this up for the both of you, for all of you watching later.
And these are from Excite?
These are Excite. You buy this and it works with the Excite. Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
What? Although,
wait. Okay, no, I break anything that vibrates like that.
Now, again, this is where I say crossing over into real life could work. Your significant other's gone, you know, wherever they may be, roaming in the world. You pop into Second Life, he says, go get Jack. And let's have our talk. I miss you, baby. This, y'all tell me y'all wouldn't do this. He's in Second Life with you. He's got his little avatar there, and you're able to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
See? Just like, yeah, do it. Matter of fact,
I've done a whole 6 month without thing. Yeah, if there had been a way, oh, my God.
Like, matter of fact, I'm finna buy one right now and make him avatar and give him the link. Baby, this is where you log in. Let's do this. Let's
Hell yeah.
All right. So,
you know what? I think if I had one of those, I would never want to stop having erotic RP.
Well, see, a minute ago you were all against it. What happened there?
No. I said I was against it because there wasn't any real-life applications for it. Like, just the pixel things. But if there's real-life application for it, bring that bitch on.
That's what these are. So, but you still, you know, that's what I think. I think that's where we're headed. They've done a good job of trying to tie them together. I think somebody else is going to come along. Teacher, do you have your stuff ready?
I do. I have it up even.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Okay. Sure. Hey, that looks right nice. Okay. Anyway, and that ain't even real.
Damn, that does look nice.
This is, and he only makes two of them, Eros does. There's only two of these penises.
That's one too many anyway.
The Eros Clonino and the Eros Magnus. And from what I've heard, these are the most realistic looking hawks inside Second Life.
They are. I kind of have a friend who has one, and every time he pulls it out, I can't stop staring at it.
It's hot. That's very nice, right there. That's very nice.
Yeah. And usually, you know, cocks are not that attractive to me, usually, because they're kind of weird looking, but these are some really pretty cocks.
These are some very, very pretty cocks. These are hand-painted textures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. I don't know if they have any...
female parts?
Oh, no. Oh, they do come with a HUD. Okay, they do sort of HUD.
Okay, I gotta see this. Can we get one? Can we get it out? Can we find somebody that's got one of these? I need you to go.
The only person who has one is asleep right now. So.
Damn it.
Yeah,
Does it say throbbing? Does it say fluids and
fluids and throbbing?
Yes, there's fluids and it does throb. It literally throbs. It like.
Okay, they gotta have a demo somewhere.
All right, now I'm getting all the.
Emerald store.
Okay.
Oh, there is an Emerald store.
You said what?
There is an in-world store. I don't know if there's a demo for it, but there is an in-world store.
Ooh, I'm going to have to check that out later. I'm interested in how they did that.
Are you going to buy one just so you can take it apart?
You know I am.
I know you are.
And, of course, Midnight Lotus, which I've heard about, but I don't
know. We haven't told them we're coming, so we're not going to go over there. The Excite people know that we're in their store. So
because we showed you what Excite has, and then this is... the Lotus cock, which I've heard people buy, and I don't know why, because it looks like you've put a pile of Play-Doh in the shape of a penis.
It looks like the original newbie penis, actually, was what they had when I came into Second. That's what that looks like when we came into Second Life. Is
it's
it just cheap?
Here.
Is that what it is? It is. That's what it's cheap. It's 379 lemons. It's cheap.
And, you know, hey, if you got to have a penis, you can't afford the others. Right?
So digital sex home.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, also, it's not just for the guys. You can get realistic pussy, which, to me, that does not look, but, hey, whatever. I don't know. It's and this is why people, you do not buy cheap stuff inside Second Life.
Okay, what is that attach?
What are we looking at? What attach are we looking at?
Which one are you looking at? Okay, no, see, the pussy just looks weird.
The pussy does look weird.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I have not seen a pretty pussy in Second Life yet. I really haven't.
And then, of course, you know, we've shown you the mesh breasts before. This is another pair. Of course, this has been Photoshopped. They do not actually look like this inside Second Life. I was looking to see if maybe they had a picture. No, those are photos too. They're not going to give us a picture to show what these actually look like inside Second Life. You would see the awful-looking rings around the boobs. And girls, there was a chick at a club the other night. I wish I'd taken a picture of her. Those boobs were big enough to like, serve a family off of.
That's out of control.
Realistic mesh vagina. I guess that's closer than anything else I've seen. What do you think? And that's not bad. That's only 200 linden. We got clothes. We got semi-open. We got fully open. Three positions, closed, half open, and open. What do you think?
I don't like any of it.
I don't see the point. I mean, besides that when you're having sex inside FL, the way that the animations line up, you're not going to be able to see anything anyways. I mean, unless you're just having the girl stand there spread eagle so you can stand stare, I don't see the point in a mesh vagina. A penis, I can kind of see the point in if you're going to have pixel sex. I mean, because you don't want the whole weird, why do you not have a penis thing? Ken doll is kind of icky.
I think that guys are very visual, and they're going to find a way to see this. And at some point they will get it so that it looks realistic. They're gonna get there. I mean, this right here was unheard of 6 years ago. You actually had three different ones on. You had to change them out yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna change. Wait, you have to role play it, then you have to change it out.
Yeah. There's Royal. These are probably the second one below. Where we're right now, Excite for penises. A friend of mine has it. It's nice looking. It's interesting. These come with rings and tattoos and all sorts of other stuff. So these are better than those other cheapy ones, but they're not as good as Excite, at least not in my opinion. We've got ones, where they've got bands, they've got piercings, they have all sorts of stuff.
Is that a tattoo on that one?
Yeah. There's tattoos on them.
On it. I want to see that.
I'll click on this one. There you go. Oh, see, he has his master on his penis. Like, we don't know that,
Well, usually master don't have a tattoo. We don't have a tattoo.
No. The barcode. I've got a friend of mine who has the barcode. And then these look like the whole little alien.
We're a little bit behind you, so wait.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still looking at the same picture, if you can see it.
What is that one?
This is the Royal Hurricane penis.
So
it's
now,
a mesh penis.
I'm wondering how much money these are pulling down for.
1,800 linden, so $8 a piece.
No, I mean, I wonder how much he's doing today. Have you been to their store? Is it super busy?
I have not been to their store, no. I know some people who have these. But I don't know.
Versus how many people have the Excite, so they might be taking a little bit of their business.
Yeah, I'm looking at the average rating is. What is that? 4.5 stars.
How many ratings do they have there?
We've got at least 8 pages. So 16.
They're still not attractive.
They're better than the Play-Doh looking ones.
And I've been talking on mute for the past. About 5 minutes, by the way.
Oh, no. Yeah, I wondered what happened to you.
I said, I were looking at the girl with the dick with the girl tattoo on there and the barcode. I said they weren't attractive, that they looked like they were deformed. They looked kind of weird to me. Yeah. I've been commenting. I've been like, well, damn, nobody's listening.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Not your fault.
No.
My fault. I'm over here playing with my damn mute button.
There we go. Can I get that? There's the bigger blown-up picture so y'all can see a little bit better.
I'm behind you again.
This piercing looks more like urine drops than anything.
I thought it was urine drops too.
Ew.
No, it's piercing. It's a piercing.
That is not a good color for that, by the way.
No, it's not.
Maybe they meant it to look like urine drops.
Maybe you should make that silver, so it doesn't look like piss is coming out of the tip of the dick.
And of course, one of my favorite things to do inside Second Life is take pictures. And, of course, I love erotic pictures. I'm an adult, so, yeah. Rack Poses is one of my favorite pose stores.
Oh, yeah, they do have good poses. I remember them.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. We've got...
Click on that bottom one there, right next to your mouse there, to the middle, dead middle. No, not that one, the other one next to it, to the right of it.
The side one? Okay.
No. That's not the one. I said the one next to it. That one, yeah. I want to see what's going on there. It's dark enough to where I'm curious. Yeah, that was the one. You went away.
Okay. Yeah. It's a delay. It's a delay. It throws me off.
Ooh. Hey there.
All right. He's hot.
Hey. Whew.
That's what I'm talking about.
Got that exotic kind of Italian, Arabian, whatever the hell he is.
God, I can't remember his name right now. It looks like
Prince of Persia.
No.
Looks like
Stargate.
Momoa.
Yes, Momoa. Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa. He looks like Jason Momoa.
I want to climb him. like you was a mountain.
I can see I can see that there. I can see that. Now,
these come with these bands and whatnot, and they actually fit. They fit correctly. I love it.
They do?
Yes. I mean, they actually go over your wrist and fit correctly like they're supposed to. They don't hang off weird.
Now, that is something I would like to do in real life, actually.
Hey.
If anybody's listening and wants an idea, hey, you know.
No, I know, but this place
does. They're the one that makes a lot of cash, you think?
They, I only people inside their store, and they have a lot of BDSM poses. I'm going to click on some more here.
Please do.
Pained love. Look,
like
look
I need any more freaking. Okay.
I want her hair. I don't know where her hair is from, but I love that.
It's called Photoshop.
Oh, well. Yeah, could be. But no, I mean, look at the chain fits his hand. They make these themselves. So they're not buying it from anybody else. They make their own props. And I love them.
Looks like they're doing pretty well, too. I mean, at how much is that? 54 cents?
Yeah, 94 cents.
That's not bad at all,
94
dude.
Cents, yeah, because that's, man, that's not bad at all. I could do a lot with those poses as a photographer. I could get at least 15 poses out of that one thing. So that's paid for me.
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh. And I, like I said, I have of rack poses. I love them. I love the
okay.
his pet. This
I like
is
one the one
favorites.
In the top right. Go to top right. That's my favorite. I love that pose.
I think I clicked the top right. I hope
you
so.
Did.
Yeah, you did.
I love that pose.
Ah, memories.
Right? I fucking love that pose.
And it's not bad. It's only 150 linden.
Yeah, I can get a lot out of that one.
Yeah.
Too. I can get a lot of photos out of that one. A whole lot out of that one.
That's also something in real life where you're just like,
yeah. Harvey's pose, another tied up one.
Sweet.
Yes, yes. But they rat pose is really great for BDSM poses.
Generally, I'm not an aficionado of poses in Second Life because y'all know I don't like to have pictures that look the same as everybody.
Right.
Else. But these are not bad. I could do a couple of different things with them. So I probably wouldn't buy a whole bunch of them. I'd probably buy one that I could get several poses out of. This one, like this one here in the middle with the girls with the guns, I wouldn't buy that.
No, because that's probably been overdone like a bajillion times.
Well, no, that's the only thing you can do with it. I couldn't get anything else out of it. But some of these poses with the couples, I can get close up on the face. Like the ones they're laying on the bed where she's laying on him,
mm-hmm.
I can get at least 6 or 7 pictures out of that. Anyway.
Well,
is that one there at the wall there that your current mouse is on? Yeah, I could get at least 6 or 7 out of there.
There are a lot of poses here that I've not seen anywhere else. Like the three people poses, I don't think I've seen those anywhere else.
Well, I've seen a lot of those. I've seen I've seen a lot of those. Crap, and I was going to tell you who. LA, is it LA poses? If they're still around. Been doing three people
poses. I remember
poses.
Them.
Yeah, I used to get a lot of, I still have a lot of my wedding stuff from them, wedding parties. Some of them are a little risky.
Oh, you mean the weddings that we were never invited to? Goddamn
you. No, the weddings where I was the photographer, where I got paid to take the pictures. Yeah. Anyway.
It is time for us to go. We have like a minute left.
Oh, we do.
Left. Yeah.
All right, well, two options really quick. Diesel Works and virtual props both have really great sex poses. I love them.
Fantastical.
All right. Tune in tomorrow to catch Ginger and Corey to the news, and then tune in on Thursday for another show laden with sex, because, you know, that's what we do. So favorite us if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, sexy bitches.
Goodnight, bitches. You know you want it. Go ahead and tune in to listen to us. You won't regret it.